Mr., what is your name? What's your name, sir?
My name is Jason Clifford Marquez.
Okay, Mr. Marquez. Okay, the owner of Miss Rittenhouse will chill your hearing at this time, sir.
All right, thank you.
All right, Mr. Marquez, can you please state your name and your ADC number for the record?
My name is Jason Clifford Marquez. My ADC number is KO8691.
Thank you, sir. Good morning.
Morning.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing concerning the one allegation that's listed on your warrant of arrest. And you should have been notified about this hearing. I see that you signed your notification form on February 28th. Do you remember that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and on that form is a list of your hearing rights. And one of your rights is you can hire at your expense an attorney to represent you. Did you hire an attorney today, or will you represent yourself?
I don't have the money on me, so I suppose I'm being handled as best I can.
Representing yourself, that's just fine. I'm going to like to introduce you to the board. If you look to your right, all the way down the other end of the bench for me, is the Honorable David Neal. Right next to him, the Honorable Michael Johnson. In the center of the bench is our board chairman, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. Right next to me here is the Honorable Louis Quinones, and my name is Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be your panel chair today. Also with us is Mr. Westby. Here you can see Mr. Westby now. He is representing the Department of Corrections and your parole officer in today's hearing. So before we get started, Mr. Malpass and Mr. Westby, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Mr. Malpass, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. With phase one, to determine if you violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and phase two, to determine if that supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So for phase one of your hearing, I'm going to read this allegation to you, and I need you to tell me if it's true or false. If you believe it's false, we'll get testimony from Mr. Westby of the Department of Corrections, and the board will make the determination as to whether you violated your conditions. Okay, so you understand the process?
Yes.
All right, we'll go ahead with phase one of your hearing, and the allegation is that you were in violation of condition of supervision number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 2202 East Roosevelt in Phoenix on February 2nd, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. So your whereabouts were unknown, and you were an absconder from supervision. So is this true or false?
It's true.
All right, thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Malpass's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal ways of company.
Second.
Great.
Agreed.
Seconded by Mr. Quinones, agreed by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, Mr. Neal, and marking the paperwork. Okay, Mr. Malpass, we'll move to phase two of your hearing, which is the time when we determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. But before we move too far into this phase, I'm going to ask Mr. Westby to give us all some background information about your case. So just stay on the line, sir, and we'll be right back with you and talk some more in a moment. Mr. Westby.
December 26, 2017, Malpass was released from DOC. He was arrested for the attempt to pass on two by the Maryland PD felony charges. He was found in DOC custody February 10, 2018, with an adjusted CAC date of July 30, 2018, April 7 days. Current conviction, 2016, dangerous drug violation, 2 counts, each for 2.5 years. Is no prior convictions. This is his first term in DOC. CUIR score 2-2, mental health score 1, substance abuse score 2. There's no gang information noted, no prior terms of supervision. His disciplinary violations are minimal. Other arrest, 1994, aggravated assault, Florida, felony conviction, probation. 2004, aggravated assault, police officer, Florida, county jail. 2012, controlled substance violation, Georgia, felony conviction, probation. His community risk score is G3B3.
Thank you, sir. G3. Oops. Mr. Malpass, it looks like you were released to go to TL Shuey. That would have been in December, but in January, in early January, your community corrections officer got a discharge letter for you. What happened? Why'd you get discharged?
The discharge letter wasn't until February. I had left the TLC center until February the 2nd. And then that's when they got a discharge letter. I suppose, the 10th day or whatever, I went to a mental health evaluation to where intervention, I forget how to pronounce it, it's at a hospital, but I was only gone 3 days and I went back to TLC.
Okay, so what days were you at? You were at TLC in December?
Yes, ma'am. And the discharge letter wasn't until February the 2nd.
Okay. Alright, and then you said you were gone for a few days at a hospital, or?
Yes, ma'am, I was at QA in the admissions.
Okay.
She knew I was there and stuff.
Okay. Alright, were you working at all, sir?
I worked 7 days a week for the TLC ticket center. When I first got there, I wasn't job ready because I was just out of prison and I didn't have my ID and social security card.
Got it, okay.
So they made me wait 10 days to get for the ID to come through the mail, it was 10 days, and then to get my social security card, it was another 10 days. So that put me down quite a bit and behind rent. So they would not be good for one job. The requirements were combined and rent. You have to work there with dead and other tickets, which I didn't mind because it was still work.
Okay.
So I worked for them 7 days a week. Right now they owe me $200. That's why I kind of got upset with them and left. So I worked 7 days a week. They wouldn't give me no days to go see family, and they wouldn't give me no money.
Okay, so where did you go when you left? You said you'd left.
Yes, ma'am, I just left. I just went for a walk. I had a lot on my mind. I knew I was probably going to be in trouble for leaving. And I just went for a walk. I didn't need to have number two, though. We were dealing with my family and things for me. So I just kept walking, and I didn't know what to do.
Well, you were at TLC at 2202 East Roosevelt, and yet you were arrested by the Peoria Police Department. How'd you get to Peoria?
Walking. I had blisters on my feet that took almost a month or two when I got here. I just kept walking for 8 days.
Okay.
At night I kind of just sit down and relax and catch little naps and stuff like that.
Okay, sir.
Looks like you were also
responsible to submit urine specimens for testing, but you also, in January, you admitted using methamphetamine, sir. What happened?
Yes, ma'am. That's why I went to that mental health, the Peoria Interventions, was to try to get that taken care of.
Okay. And are you able to be, it looks like you've had some mental health issues and you mentioned being evaluated. Are you on meds now?
No, ma'am.
No mental health meds right now?
No, ma'am.
Okay, are you feeling okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well that's a good thing. We're always glad when you're feeling good. What were you doing when the Peoria Police Department arrested you? Why did you come to their attention?
I'm not for sure. I was sitting at a bus bench across from Walmart, and I was just sitting there all day long, and I'd seen a car accident, and I was still just sitting there. I was probably at that bus bench from 9 o'clock in the morning till later 9 o'clock at night. I just kept sitting there because I didn't really have nowhere to go. So finally, it was about time, and it was a gated community across the street, and the officers pulled up on me and just asked to see my ID.
Okay. Well, they probably thought it might be unusual with you just sitting there all day, so. Okay, so I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. Does anybody have a question for Mr. Malpass? Okay, Mr. Malpass, we're cutting toward the end of your hearing. I'm sorry.
It's a moment.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, Mr. Westby.
I just wanted to add a clarification for the board. is, in regards to discharge letter from TLC, there was a discharge letter, even though it wasn't per the current violation, there was a discharge letter that was received January 8th, 2018. A community correction officer already received a discharge letter from TLC to the offender. The letter read, the offender came back from job search, was asked to UA, the offender refused to take one, was discharged on January 5th, 2018 at 4 p.m. And she received a call later that day that he was at the Banner Estra Hospital on a suicide watch, and he claimed to have got drugs from the streets, and he used methamphetamines.
I think we just admitted to that, sir. But you want me to really say I'm not a dope or a liar, however, I just admitted that more.
Mr. Malpass?
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Rusty is giving testimony right now, so please remain silent.
This is an additional about the discharge letter that was received on February. There was an additional discharge letter on January 2nd.
And that would have been pertaining to the refusal to UA. This is changed. Okay. All right, thank you, Mr. Rusty. Okay, Mr. Malpass, we're coming toward the end of your hearing. And I want to give you the opportunity to make any final statement that you wanted to make before the board goes into discussion on your case. Is there anything else you'd like to tell us?
I'm sorry for interrupting him all the way. I thought I had already admitted to that. And I didn't know why he was still bringing that up. Since we're talking about CLC and I've been able to place it with them, now they're just notifying how people just do wrong. They're doing okay place to be, but they're really not trying to help them. They're just sending them out to work every day, and as long as you do their program and you make them their money, then you're still not getting the help for yourself. It's just basically about them, you know? And I got to see how they were treating people, and I just got upset and I left. But they owed me money. I wrote them letters asking them about it. And you know, they're all so much really quick to bring people up on what they've done wrong and not doing right. And I've asked them how I can receive my money and stuff like that, and I still haven't heard my money back from them. So the day I left, when I was upset, I was asking how to manage to break the rest. I asked him, I said, how can I go about getting this taken care of without causing him to be obsessed with him? He was like, oh, it's going to take me two weeks to do the paperwork and stuff like that. And then he said, then you can get your money. And I just told him, I said, you can keep the money out of that. So I'm up with rent. If I do get reinstated, I can always go back there.
Okay.
I've done all the paperwork. I haven't really had controls there or nothing.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Thank you for your statement. The board's going to go into discussion, sir, and we do all of our discussion in public under the Arizona Open Meeting Law. So we've not discussed your case before right now. So if you just stay on the line, listen to the discussion, and we'll be back with you in a moment. So just remain silent, and the board is now in discussion. Mr. Malpass is an individual who was at TLC, had some issues at TLC, I think, relating to drug use and his unwillingness to drug test for them. The first time he was discharged, and then the second time he went back and just left, as he just explained, and kind of just walked to Peoria, where he was arrested. He has a community supervision end date of July 30th of this year, and I'm thinking because of his stated mental health issues and his admission that he was using methamphetamine while he was on supervision, I'm not seeing him as a good candidate for community supervision, but I would listen to any other thoughts board members have. Okay, based on no input from fellow board members and based on information in warrant 2018W0394, our discussion with Mr. Malpass and information provided by Mr. Rusty, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Malpass was delinquent, violated terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways of company. Is specifically by using methamphetamine and by absconding for 8 days, during which time his parole officer did not know what he was doing.
Great.
Should we know that Mr. Malpass chose to leave the hearing before his hearing was concluded? Who seconded these? Mr. Johnson seconded. And then Dr. Wright agreed, Mr. Neal agreed, and Mr. Quinones agreed. This concludes his hearing.